Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Please welcome Idris Elba.
We could just do that for the whole interview. That's, every time you come to the show, I have to schedule extra time. We're like, who's the guest? They're like, Idris Elba. I'm like, well, we need 3 minutes for people screaming and cheering. And this just follows your, how's your hearing? Is your hearing good? Are you?
Sorry, what was that?
Welcome back to the show.
Oh, man, it's good to be back, man.
How do you look better every time I see you?
Really? Oh, man.
What are you doing?
Oh, no.
What do you eat? How do you live? I mean,
I just eat a lot of, you know, West African fufu, you know, the African.
Oh, okay, you know, okay.
With
okay.
My hands and stuff.
I see. Welcome back to the show. Congratulations on a brand new movie.
Thank you, man.
Beast, I'm super excited for this movie because, one, it's you, fighting, doing your thing, saving your family. But also, you're in South Africa, which was really fun for me to see.
You know.
Right?
You know.
Worst safari ever, I'll say that.
It's my second home.
Yeah,
you know,
it is. I got
an honorary, you know, South African. I feel like an honorary South African.
I love that.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
And let's talk about the movie. It's terrifying. I just want to put, as a disclaimer, I want people to know, lions are not going to attack your car like that in South Africa.
That's true. No, it's not like that, really. You know, in this film, it's actually an attempt to understand how rogue lions actually move around.
Right.
It's very rare that a lion will attack a human being. But in this film, we talk about the, you know, poaching is a horrible thing that happens in Africa. And animals get displaced and, you know, you get, you know, scared animals like a lion. Like in this movie, the lion is scared and ends up, you know, chasing a family, me.
You play a widower in this movie, right? And you go from America back to South Africa. Your wife has passed away. You take your children to South Africa to see the motherland. And then you end up in this experience, which is terrifying. I haven't seen many movies where you're terrified. I realized that when I was watching this. I haven't seen you scared much at all.
Well, bro, can I tell you something? I went to see the premiere yesterday in New York and it was fun, but I was watching the movie and I was like, I do ugly scared. Like,
that's not true.
No, 100%.
You think so?
Oh man, there's no sexy in this movie. There's a lot of. I was like, dude, I wish I did that different. You know.
No. I liked it. It was nice to see a different side of Idris. You know.
Thanks.
No, it really was. It really was because like it's an action movie. What's cool about it is you're using like a CGI lion, but it doesn't feel like that in the movie.
Right.
You know, because you are terrified. I want to know how you keep it together in those moments because what do they even have? Do they have something? Is there someone? Is there or they're just telling you, Idris Lion, do it?
I mean, I want to tell you the truth, but if I tell you, it's not as cool, you know. So there's a guy in a gray suit.
Yeah.
They're like tights, and you know, and then he has this really big head that looks like a big oversized teddy, and I have to fight that. But he's strong. He's a big guy. But, you know, like, it just doesn't look cool.
Can I tell you, that is more terrifying to me.
Yes.
If I woke up
and
there was a lion in my bedroom, I'd be like, there's a lion. If I woke up and there was a man with the head of a teddy bear who was standing over me.
Yeah. All gray. I mean, he looked like a cross between a rat and an elephant.
You see.
say.
This is like every prayer my mother knows I would be saying at that moment. That's what I would be doing. You're not just making movies, though. What I love about you is you living life. You know, you just seem like you're having a great time. You're out there DJing. Are you still in?
In Ibiza, yeah.
You're in Ibiza. DJing.
Yeah.
How do you do this? Because you're making movies. When are you DJing?
I mean, you know, I try and spread out the DJ, and you know, so I DJ on Friday nights, and I work Monday to Thursday.
No ways. Yeah. So you leave the movie set, and then you go DJ, and then you spend the weekend at home, and then you come back, and then
cut. Thank you. I'm straight in.
You know what I love is the idea that some people might only know you as a DJ now? Because there are people who go to Ibiza who don't watch movies. All they do is club. That's all they do. And there are some people who are probably just like, oh, that's my favorite DJ.
Yep.
And one day they're going to see a movie and be like, that's that DJ. It's the same way. So this is really ridiculous. I was telling my younger brother, who's going to be on the show, I was like, oh, Idris Elba is going to be on. And then he's with his friend. Yeah. And so his friend goes, who's that? And I said, Idris Elba. He goes, who's that? And he's a kid, you know, like 15 or whatever. And then I pull up your picture. And then he's like, oh, that's the guy from the guy who's eating the hot wings.
Oh. From the meme.
You're a meme.
That's the guy from the meme.
That's what he said. He said, that is the guy from the meme.
But mind you, you know, I heard a stat that meme was like, you know, top 10 memes in the
easily
world.
So.
It's embarrassing, though.
Why is it embarrassing?
I eat pepper every day.
Yeah, but it's not peppers on hot ones. It's like, it's extreme.
Yeah, it's true.
It's a good meme, though.
Is it?
It is. You're choking, you're crying.
I wasn't choking. First of all, you know, just to clear this up, it wasn't the hot wings that got me. It was like, you know when the spit goes around the wrong throat?
Oh, okay. Okay.
You don't believe me?
No, I believe you, but I'm just saying. I'm trying
to clear this up, man.
Let's talk about skincare as well. You know, everyone's favorite couple, one of the top 10 couples as well,
yourself, man.
And your wife.
Thank you.
We love your journey. We love seeing you together. It's such a beautiful thing. You've started a skincare brand together, which is, I mean, why did it take you so long, though?
Well, no, to be fair, man, we started, you know, during the pandemic, you know,
and
we literally, when we found ourselves locked in a house together forever and we was running out of products, I was like, well, I'm just going to use yours. And I didn't know what was in it. And, you know, before we knew it, we were having a discussion about what is in skincare, why isn't it just for humans and it's so gentrified.
So, they'll be like, men's face wash, yes. Women's, yeah.
Men's face wash is invigorating.
Yes.
And stimulating. And so we got into the conversation, but it also just, you know, we both work with EFAD, which is the UN department for, like, you know, agriculture.
Yes.
And we see that there's a trend where smallholder farmers who have these ingredients, you know, can actually help, you know, the big marketplaces,
right,
especially with ingredients into natural skincare. So we found a way to sort of, thank you, but we found a way to sort of try to connect the dots.
See, man, I love that.
So in our skincare, we have, you know, baobab, which is a tree from Africa. We have black seed oil, and they all come from smallholder farmers.
You see, it's like sexy on the outside, sexy on the inside.
Oh, man. Thank you, bro.
It's too much. You turning 50 in September, you look like you could be my brother at the exact same age, and I just didn't get the same, like, weight treatment that you got. You turning 50, look at you, Idris. Does 50 know you're turning 50? Like, you look like you're turning the age, and the age doesn't know that. Like, 50's like, oh shit, I didn't know. What? Like who are you?
I don't know, man. I feel 50. I wake up in the morning, I'm like aching and shit. I feel 50.
You say this to make me feel better. You don't feel that at all.
You're right.
You don't feel. And you know what I love about you most is that you've lived like such a full life. You know, some people have only been movie stars. Some people have only done, well, DJing or whatever. But it's like, what I love about your journey is how much you've done. Like, a lot of people don't know that you used to work the door at venues. Like, you literally.
I did.
Like, a lot of people don't know that. Is Idris Elba would be the person who's like stopping you from coming in or like kicking you out or whatever. And can I just say, for the record, if you were out, I would just be like, I'll stand outside. I'd just be like, this dude is outside, I'll stand outside. Were you effective? Did you ever fight anybody?
I was good, but I didn't have to fight. It was always, you know, in the voice and, you know, like, excuse me, man, you can't bring that gun in here, man. And they were like, oh, okay. It's a comedy club. We don't like them.
She's like, well, the you can't bring. You see, even that, you can't bring that gun. Have you ever heard that sentence, sexy, before? I almost want. Is there anything you can't do? I want to see, like, you know what we're gonna do? I'm gonna test your sexiness out. What? I want to see what the limits of your sexiness are.
Really?
There
are limits.
There are no limits.
Trevor, honestly.
No, there are no limits. We're gonna test it out. I'm gonna find the place that you're not sexy in. All right, recipes never sexy. So I'll read a recipe out. Simple sautéed vegetables. Heat olive oil in a large pot. Chop vegetables until fine. Gently place vegetables in a pot and reduce heat to low simmer. Cook until fully tender. Serve warm.
That was sexy, no?
No, that's because it's a recipe. You read it. I want to see. This is where we take you down.
Okay. Heat olive oil in a large. In a large pot, chop vegetables until fine. Gently place vegetables in pot and reduce heat to a low simmer. And then, and then cook until fully tender.
This is just and serve. I got you now. We'll use it. Hand sanitizer. Worst. It's the least sexy thing you can do. Every day when I use it, I go, this is not sexy.
There's nothing sexy about it.
I use it.
Yeah.
And you have to wait. It's not, you see? Doesn't matter who you are. Cut the thing, then you have to. You see?
No. I'm the same.
You the same?
I'm 100.
All right, do it straight into that camera there. Do it. Let's see.
No,
let's
I'm
see.
The same. It's just hand sanitizer. Just put a little bit on, you know. Just You didn't put the music on for Trevor. Do his again with the music.
They've never played music for me. Never. I've worked in this building 7 years. They've never played music.
That music was like 70s porn, though, right? Is that just me?
I think that music was like from a documentary, and then you made it porn. The music was like, I'm from a documentary, but for Idris Elba, I will turn into porn. Right? I don't even know why I'm doing this. Blowing your nose. No one's sexy when they blow their nose. I'll blow my nose. All right. I don't even know. This is a waste of time, but just whatever. Let's see.
Are you sure, man?
Yeah. Let's. We may as well.
Okay. Cool.
There's something where he's not sexy. Yes. There's something where he's not sexy. Yes, we did it. Idris Elba was quite always sexy.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.